Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: إن هذه القلوب تمل كما تمل الأبدان، فابتغوا لها طرائف الحكمة.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "The hearts become tired as the bodies become tired. You should therefore search for beautiful sayings for them to enjoy by way of refreshment."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be here at your service speaking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. You know, one of the very interesting things we find in the persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is how His Eminence would satisfy himself with very meager kinds of food. So in some places we find that His Eminence would eat a dry barley bread. So bread that is dry as it is not very satisfying. And two, barley bread has a little bit of a bitter taste to it as compared to wheat bread. So not only is it dry, but it is also bitter, the bread that we have been related that Imam Ali alayhi salam would eat. Other than that, it is also related that His Eminence would not eat the best kind of dates. He would eat either the very, you know, lower quality of dates. We also find that, for example, that His Eminence on that night when he did iftar, when he was going to be martyred in the morning, we find that he had salt and bread to open his iftar and opening his fast. And so we find that throughout his life, what we understand is that he's not eating luxurious foods. He's not eating delicacies. He's not eating, you know, exotic foods from different parts of the world. Now, of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that we should not partake in good food. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said in many places that the level of asceticism and cutting off from the material worldly pleasures for the sake of the Almighty Allah that His Eminence engages in is something that we will not be able to engage at that same level. Of course, that doesn't mean that we don't try. We should try to emulate His Eminence as much as we can, but keeping in mind that, you know, we just will not be able to do it at the same level, and that's fine. You know, we should be able to do it at the level that we can do as we emulate His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam. But, you know, we take it to the complete other extreme. We eat as much as we can, and then we throw away as much as possible. And it is something that we are going to be answerable for, especially when, you know, considering the fact that there's so many hungry children and families and men and women and elderly and sick and orphans and widows in Palestine that direly need food. And they would gladly eat the food that we throw in the garbage. They would go into our garbage, they would take out food, and they would eat that food. That's the kind of situation that the world is in. So we should be very careful about what we do, and especially when it comes to food. A very moving lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma faj'al nafsi
Oh Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee. مشغولة عن الدنيا بحمدك وثناك.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, even in his personal life. You know, it's amazing. I don't know whether he used to do this every Ramadan or not, but in Kufa, last Ramadan, he even divides the days. One night for iftar he will be, and the sahar will be there with the family of Hassan. Another night he will be with Hussein. A third night he will be with Zainab and Abdullah bin Ja'far. On the eve of 19th, he was with Umm Kulsoom. Even in dividing his time, he is keeping this fairness and justice in his mind. And of course, he will be with his own family at that time. The iftar came. Umm Kulsoom brings what? You know, when the father goes to visit the daughter, it is normal in our culture, whether you are from Middle East or South Asia, you would like to prepare whatever you can. But this was not an ordinary father. Yes, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, Khalifat al-Muslimin, but he was Imam al-Muttaqin, whose own personal life was a very simple life. And therefore, Umm Kulsoom, keeping that simplicity in mind, presents what as iftar? Two pieces, two loaves of bread with a bowl of milk and salt. Salt we do not even consider to be part of the food. We just test it before we eat, isn't it? Because it's sunnat. Amir al-Mu'mineen looks at that and she says, "Oh my daughter, you've given me bread, that's fine. But take one of these two things away, either the milk or the salt." I don't remember the riwayat. Probably he said, probably Umm Kulsoom wanted to take the salt away, but he said, "No, leave this. Take the milk away."
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.